So our curriculum is pretty terrific, but more than just the curriculum, you also get a full training program that is geared towards your child's grade so that you are looking at the content that you need to have in your wheelhouse as you're working through things. We also include our exclusive Planning for Peace planning program that we run every year, and we help you throughout the year so that you have all of the planning pieces that you need to execute this curriculum properly. We are so excited at the possibility of you joining us. If you have any questions, please let us know. We're happy to help you. Our team is very dedicated to your success. Welcome to our podcast this week. This week, I'm all alone, just like the old days. And I wanted to talk to you about something this week that might rock your world a little bit. I know as I've been like discovering as a parent and really finding this space that meets my child, I'm going deeper than I've ever gone before. And I go pretty deep with my kids, pretty deep in my space of like really trying to sort out what does this child in front of me need. So I'm talking about this because today we're going to talk about math. And I know for years and years and years, I have recommended our classes 1 through 5 math. And then I've recommended Jamie York's math for classes 6 and up. And Jamie is a good friend of mine. But today I'm going to say I'm not recommending that for everyone. So I went through my older 3 kids and we didn't have any issues really. My daughter was not a great fan of my older daughter of the space, but we muddled through and we were able to get through it. When it got to Super Sam, there was all this resistance after our math, like after the classes 1 through 5 math that we wrote. And we muddled through a lot of the class 6 math with Jamie's material. But I kept coming back to like, what is the struggle here? He was really having a struggle and he did not have a math processing disorder. He didn't have any of that. We just were having a struggle that I had never had before. And so it's really the space of, again, looking at the child that's in front of you. And so what do? I went back to Steiner. I went back to Steiner and because I really trust this view of the child. Now I have, this is Carl Stockmar's, Rudolf Steiner's curriculum for the Waldorf schools, compiled by Carl Stockmar. There's actually a much prettier copy than this. Mine is all tatted and old and worn. And there's one that's actually, it's called the blue book because this used to have a blue cover. It's like this yellow book, only it's blue. So if you have access to that, pull it out, follow along. So I dove into this space of like, what does this child in front of me need? He is super intelligent. He was a great writer. He loved all of the content that we were working with. He was on par for all the things. And we just were having the struggle with math. And it wasn't so much that he couldn't get it, couldn't grasp it. It was more, there was so much of it. And it was, he's phlegmatic in nature. It was like it was overwhelming his senses and overwhelming his soul. And so it really caused me to step back. It really caused me to step back and say, okay, what makes him different than his siblings? And also like the space that I'm walking in, like, is it the right space? Is it what Steiner would have done in a Steiner school, even though we're not doing school at home? Is it the right space? So again, I pulled out Steiner and while I've read it probably a million times before, it spoke very differently to me than it had ever before. So, old lady glasses on, I'm going to read it to you. So Carl Stockmar gives this breakdown. He says in classes 1 through 5, 12 weeks of math blocks. So that's like 2 or 3 math blocks, right? Classes 6 through 8, 10 weeks of math blocks. And that would include their geometry as well. Classes 9 through 12, 8 weeks of math blocks. And then there's a paragraph underneath it. It says, in addition, from the 6th school year onwards, within the framework of the main lesson about 1 hour per week is given for repetition and practice. 1 hour per week. But only when a subject other than mathematics is being taken into the main lesson. For years and years and years, I've recommended 1 hour a day. And if there was a big piece of humble pie here, or some crows that I could eat, I would totally do that. Because I am saying to you, I'm not doing that anymore. I am not doing that anymore because having Super Sam and walking through that space with him really opened my eyes to another layer. Like, while I've been super open with my kids and walking through this developmental space with Steiner, it forced me, it kicked my butt to go back and look again. Like, what is Steiner actually saying? Like, what is it that, like, where is the disparity here? Why was it okay for some and not okay for my others? And it really took to heart the space of 1 hour per week, not 1 hour per day. And like I said, I've said that for years. For years I've said, you know, in about sixth grade, you're doing 1 hour a day of math. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm giving you the opportunity to not do that anymore either if you don't want to. So I'm not telling you what math curriculum to use. If you want to continue to use Jamie, you are totally welcome to. I'm also going to tell you that we wrote math for our revised grade 6, and it should be available here in the very near future. And so if you're listening to this way after March of 2024, please go look at our website, because I'm sure it's already there. Right now we're in the editing phase of this, and it reflects 1 hour per week. And, you know, we haven't come up with anything for class 7 and class 8 yet. But even if we do go back and utilize something like Jamie's curriculum, I'm going to keep that in mind, 1 hour per week, because it does serve to sort of slow things down a little bit and let them really take it in and let them really decide what is the space that they need for their learning. So, giving you permission, Mama, 1 hour a week. I know it's a little bit crazy because it's not where we've been before. And I am an open book, so if you have questions, please feel free to message us and ask us. I am always, like I said, I'm an open book. I'm always happy to help, always happy to answer them. You're welcome to come to office hours and ask questions. Drop me a DM, drop us a message here. You know, we are happy to help you with that process. And I think that the world, the greater world outside of the Waldorf world, is pushing so much math and so much science constantly that the human aspect of it often gets lost. And we don't want it to get lost, because that then negates this beautiful curriculum that we've brought to them, and it calls that into question. And I don't want to call that into question. I don't want that to be a problem for my child. And I know it really works on their self-esteem. And we really want to give them the space that they need. Because here's the deal. Like, they grow up, they leave. If they want more math, they can always get more math. They can always take what we've given them and go deeper. We don't have to give them a college-level course on math in middle school and high school. We just don't. Just like we don't have to give them a college-level course on any of the history subjects that we would be bringing, or some of the science subjects. We're not giving a college-level course. We're giving that taste. We're giving them the knowledge that they need, so when they're ready to go deeper, they can go deeper. Now, if you've got a kid that loves math and you're like, Melissa, I can't believe you're saying this. We're loving what we're doing. And keep doing what you're doing. If that's what you feel is right for your child, keep doing what you're doing. If, on the other hand, you're like, praise God, I'm so glad to hear you say this, well, drop me a note. I'm happy to help guide you just a little bit. Again, look for our grade 6 math that's going to be coming out very soon. And we are super excited to have you on this journey with me and are with us. And we will see you in the next podcast. Much love.
Homeschool parents, this is a message for you. As a homeschooler, I know you work hard for us. You have many different things to manage.
Our Thinking, Feeling, Willing program is your roadmap to a successful Waldorf homeschool journey.
Gain the confidence you need to be the teacher your child wants and transform your homeschool experience. Homeschooling with Waldorf Essentials is one like no other. You not only have curriculum options, you can also add our Thinking, Filling, Willing program onto your curriculum. What's in the Thinking, Filling, Willing program? Rhythm, inner work, temperament, the Waldorf curriculum, learning and strengthening your skills in music, circle time, form drawing, handwork, painting, drawing, modeling, festivals, reading, writing, spelling, eurythmia and movement, and our bonus content. Something else you'll get when you join Waldorf Essentials that you will not find anywhere else is the community, and we all need that as homeschoolers.
This is your invitation to fill your cup. We know you're rooting for us. We are rooting for you too.